Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday at 6:38 in the morning, and I believe that officially makes it time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Oh. This Alice Report is what? What's happened
Double
there?
Duty over here.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Take a look at our Facebook page and catch all the videos and helpful links we mention on the air. It's wonderful. You're going to absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm. If you're wondering where the house of the vice president is, it's up there.
All
that info is there.
Look at that.
It's beautiful. It really is a beautiful house. Remodeled many times over the years. Kitchen's in the basement.
Word safe.
Oh, well, that's because they're not expected to cook for themselves,
right?
Are they?
It's nice. Got to be a servant thing, right? The servants will be here soon. They'll make you something.
That's too bad. At my house, everyone's in the kitchen all day.
If you had a staff of servants and your kitchen was in the basement, then that would just be a lovely place to sit and wait for them to bring you stuff.
My brother, who visited recently, was like, "You guys are sneaking food in the garage?" I go, "Well, yeah. What do you mean? That's what we have to do.
We can eat all the food. Just because the kid can't doesn't mean we're not hungry.
We can't eat it in front of her. You'll feel like an awful human being, so you have to go hide. And so get out of here. What are you doing in this room? Is if you congregate, she's going to come looking for you. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Try and eat a cookie." He's all, okay.
Right, I see we're a little touchy about our food.
Well, I'm starving.
No, I'm starving for good stuff.
Anyway, so where to begin? First of all, the weather should be much like yesterday, sort of partly sunny.
Oh, nice.
You know, a mix depending on where you're at.
It was lovely.
Yeah, I had a really nice day yesterday. I was out and enjoyed it very much. Mm. So we mentioned this earlier that the headline in the paper is California has fallen already behind on the vaccine schedule. And so Gavin is out there now saying they're making changes to the COVID vaccination plan in order to vaccinate more Californians. Their hope was to get everybody vaccinated in California by summer. So they've got a lot of work to do.
Well, yeah, because the pandemic ends June 1st. So get on it, people.
Right. We don't want to see doses wasted, he said. If there's a dose sitting there with no one queued up, we need to get up into the next tiers in order to be able to make sure these are all used. So I was like, oh, let me look up the tiers.
Mm.
So if you go to covid19.ca.gov, the vaccines, it's a vaccines page. And there are the tiers there. So phase 1A, healthcare workers, long-term care residents. Phase 1B, individuals 75 and older, those of at risk of exposure at work in the following sectors: education, childcare, emergency services, food and agriculture. And so there's a breakdown right here on this page, which sort of will let you know where you fall in. Individuals 50 to 64 is phase 1C.
Oh, 50 to 64.
Uh-huh. So that's where you and I fall in. There's also other, designations within that. I think people need to look these things up and find themselves there and know when the call for this is so that you can get on it.
Because I wonder if there would be some way for them to create a database that you could sign in on and put your name on the waiting list, and then they could just let you know, here's, you're up, here's where to go to get your vaccination.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one of the problems is, I don't mean to talk badly about our government, but sorry, they're not the best at getting things done.
No.
They're just not. Like, that's what we're dealing with as we speak. I'm looking at this list and going, people don't know where they fall in on this. They just don't.
Right.
Yes, it's easily looked up, but it's not being pushed out there to people. Like, it's your turn. What are you doing?
Right.
Get in.
Well, and everyone is also there. I mean, I have, in a lot of ways, I'm like, I am basically at my house. Like, we're pretty locked down. There have to be a million people, a zillion people who are, you know, need it more than I do. But if it's available, I will totally take it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think
if
that
vaccines
a lot of us are
wasted,
going, well,
because
right.
they've been pulled from the fridge and are expected to go into use, but people don't know to get in line and go get these things or where to go get in line.
They
and
need
go
to
get
set up
things.
A line. There needs to be a central place where you can say, here I am. This is how old I am. Here's where I live. Here's my phone number. Call me when it's time.
The plan now is to open mass vaccination sites this week, including Dodger Stadium, Padre Stadium, and Cal Expo, which I was like, all right, I've lived in California almost all my life, born and raised. Cal Expo, I looked it up. It's the fairgrounds in Sacramento.
Oh, Cal Expo.
Cal Expo.
Well, that would be our closest, right?
Is the state fair. Yeah, except that's not useful at all.
A couple hours away, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get up there and where am I? Where do I get?
And then also, is there going to be a huge crowd there? Because I'm trying to avoid those right now.
That's another issue that comes up.
Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. They're opening up Disneyland for mass vaccination as well, just announced.
Again, missing the Bay Area entirely.
Yeah.
Like, we're you know, everything's around us, but not exactly us.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to, hopefully they come up with another location that I can report to you here very soon. But that's the latest. So the vaccinations aren't getting done quickly enough, and they're expecting to ramp that up this week. So.
And then you got to get a second one, too. So not only do you have to go to the fairgrounds once, you got to go there twice.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I was actually surprised that my shingles shot sort of went the way it did. It was the reason I bring that up is that's two shots, and they're pretty good about knowing we got to have a second shot for this person. So they sort of
order that.
Base what they can give you on whether or not they can get you both shots.
Right.
So that's part of the deal, and you expect they're going to handle that accordingly.
Right.
Anyway,
have some kind of setup system in place for that.
If you want to see where you fall in, you can go to that website I mentioned. In fact, I can have Bryn post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. COVID-19.ca.gov is the page, and it'll tell you where you come in. I definitely went, well, I don't even know if my mom has any idea that it's available to her right now.
Right.
So I'll go ask her. But I'm going to guess that she will say, no, no one's called me.
Yeah, this is great, Vinny. This COVID-19.ca.gov is just a dashboard and, you know, can read all about it. And
but
see what's open in your county.
My point is, I think that everybody's kind of waiting for that phone call. And I don't know that that's the way this is going to go for you.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Like, I didn't give anyone my number.
Right. I don't think that
just waiting for a phone call
they're
going to
come find you. You've got to figure out which category you fall in, which category they're in, and when you can go get yours.
Right.
So let's try to do that because we really got to step it up around here.
It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thanks, you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Helpful link.
Can you get your stunner shades back? I really need to see balling over there.
I feel a
little
bit too cool.
No, you should always wear those.
You guys with my awesomeness.
No, you are too cool. But yeah, I need that.
I mean, you're in your disco party bus.
No, right.
That's 100%. Those are the glasses you should wear.
All right. You got it.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So sports have been difficult to follow. Because COVID has really ravaged them. If you can't be in a bubble, then the schedules have been all over the place. In college football, they played the national championship last night. Alabama beat Ohio State. One of the teams played 11 games. One of the other teams played 6 games. Hmm. There's what the season looked like for college football. Hopefully next year. And I don't know how they're going to pull off college basketball. They say they're going to bubble that, but
good luck to them.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
My buddy who I told you his daughter went to Arizona State, he goes, oh, no, dude, the whole dorm got sick. Everybody. It blew through. And I said, so your daughter's been sick? Yeah. Yep, she got it. And I was like, oh. All right, so I guess that just happened.
Right.
Like, okay, well. Send everybody to one location and expect them to behave themselves, except that.
Yay, we're a college party! Right. Woo! Yep. Well, that's if there's ever going to be a place to start the herd immunity, I guess it would be on college campuses. Like, everybody gets it, and then they can go on with their lives. What the problem is, can we get it again? You know, that's...
Well, I've heard different reports.
Me
that
too.
There's immunity, or there's short-term immunity at the very least.
Right.
So if I've had it, I feel good that I've survived it, A. B, that I've got some level of immunity. I wouldn't go playing with fire, but I would feel like, all right, I should be okay. But I'd still want that vaccine.
100%.
So I don't know, Sarah, if you're into swinging. I feel like you and John are kind of a swinging couple.
We do actually have two swings on the porch out here. So we sit on the swings.
That's not what we're talking about.
And we swing almost daily, even. Almost swinging. Every day. If it's not raining, we're swinging.
I mean, you know, switching off partners.
Oh, no. That kind of swinging, no. Nope,
about
we don't do that.
20 couples in Argentina got together on a farm over the weekend for an underground swingers party.
How romantic. An underground farm swingers party.
Well, because there are COVID rules and protocols in place. It's so weird. The whole world has this.
Yeah. The world is sick.
Out of one tiny location. Well, I know Wuhan's not tiny, but, you know, out of this once, whatever went down, we still don't really have all the info we should probably have. But whatever went down has spread from that location to every spot on the planet. Yes, Sarah, your hands up.
This would be, I just want to insert here, if I could, aliens, if you're listening, this is a bad time for you to come to the planet. We may kill you with our COVID that we have going right now. Just maybe give it a wait. Maybe this summer, huh?
Anyway, this swingers party, look, these people have been stuck at home for too long.
They didn't have permission
to hold the party because, of course, there's a pandemic. So the cops came to the swinging party. When the cops got there, though, the people at the party thought they were strippers.
Oh, so they started throwing money at them?
You gonna pull those clothes off or what?
And they did,
right? One of the
cops
said a woman pulled him aside and whispered, "Look at your eyes. You are getting me hot." And he said, "You're under arrest."
How's this
All of
hot?
The people at the party got citations for violating COVID protocols, and the owner of the farm is in big trouble, too. So how did the cops find out about a swinging party in Mar del Plata, Argentina? The three people who were organizing it got into a fight during the planning process, and two of them cut the other person out.
Oh.
The third person who has been barred ratted them out to the cops.
How dare you tell me I can't come to the orgy? I'm telling the cops.
Yep. So there you go.
Yeah, don't cut out the orgy guy because he is going to be pissed.
Der George. So I don't know how that's...
It just seems like so much trouble. That's a lot. It's just a lot to think about. Porch swings. Let's swing that way.
You know what? Everybody's built different. Everybody's got different sensibilities. I honestly could not watch someone plow my wife right in front of me. Like, that's not happening. I mean, I can see it's just not happening.
Even if I'm plowing their wife, I can't.
I just can't have that in my sight line ever at all. No.
I'm with you.
About a fast fact.
I mean,
so you could or couldn't watch John get Marianne. I mean, could you?
Oh God, I'm picturing it right now. Yeah, no, you don't. I just don't. God, no, thank you.
Right. Anyway,
yes,
in the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6" and 242 pounds. The author, Winston Groom, says, I pictured John Goodman playing Forrest in the movie.
Mm. Well, Tom Hanks did a great job.
He did.
And I hadn't read the book, so I didn't know he was supposed to be beefier.
The two
like
longest running live action comedy or live action sitcoms in TV history at 14 seasons are The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That has been on for a long time.
And Sunny has been renewed to go at least 18 seasons.
Wow.
Which
How
means
many
it's
episodes
still
are
on.
They doing? Which I did not know. I thought that got canceled 10 years ago.
I loved that show when it came out and watched it.
Why'd
every
you fall
episode.
Off?
I don't know why I fell off. I think they switched it to a different channel.
Oh.
Or something
oh,
along
is that
the way.
It? Like this is on some alternative
and
network?
And it became a thing I just didn't follow anymore. And then we had kids and here I am. I don't watch anything.
Right.
I can't catch anything ever. So,
yeah, you love that show. How many episodes? Does it say how many episodes they've each had? Like,
it doesn't.
Because listen, back in the olden days, they did the shows almost weekly all year long. Even if there were off seasons, I mean, they do 30 or 40 episodes a year.
Right.
So they must have, there must be so many episodes of Ozzie and Harriet. Do you ever see that show?
No.
I don't think I've ever seen, I've definitely seen clips of it.
Of old time TV shows that I've seen the Dick.
Clark, Dick, no.
Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke, yeah.
I've seen the Dick Van Dyke show.
Which is great.
Who was his wife on that
Mary
show?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. That show I enjoyed very much, even though I've seen probably a total of 5 episodes. But there's comedy there.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yep. But not Ozzie and Harriet.
No, not Ozzie and Harriet. I've definitely seen most of I Love Lucy's.
Mm-hmm.
I really found her to be great.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, time for text. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, me and my wife went to a swinger party on Saturday.
But it's COVID!
Sorry, pal.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should line the swingers up for the first COVID shots. I mean,
they should be in a
tier one.
They should be in tier 1A. You're right.
Boy, that's what a life. I just don't have headspace for that, like planning it and figuring out who's invited and who's not and whom do I want to bang and how do I work my
I feel
way
like I have an
guy.
Appetite to bone a lot, so I could see myself really liking getting more sex, but I can't. I there's just
then you
no
gotta
way.
Like face your wife the next day, like, so how was it boning Tim and Dickie? How was that?
Frank really had a go at you, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
it looked like it hurt. I mean, the look on your face. Oh, it's fine, dear. How were Veronica and Betty?
I don't know. I was only there for a minute and it was over. But I got to
and
watch.
And then I left the party.
No, then I watched all 20 minutes of Frank really hammering you to smithereens with a tear falling down my face. Jesus, how do you do that? Anyway, good for you guys in 510. I hope you had fun and you didn't catch COVID.
I hope so.
415, and this is the last one I have time for. Oakland Coliseum is going to be a vaccine site. This is from a texter. Oh. I have not seen that listed anywhere yet, but I will go looking for it during the break, which we have to take. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with who should play Madonna, Sex in the City, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, and The Queen's Gambit after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.